T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All righty, let's go out to the phones and visit with our man Ross Tucker. He's radio.com sports NFL insider. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out. It's on radio.com/home or search home on the radio.com app. Go check it out. Thank you so much, Ross, for joining us. And I'm going to start here. Can the Vikings run the ball well enough to give Kirk Cousins some openings to exploit their secondary?
Yeah, I think they can. I mean, they showed it last week in New Orleans, and that's the point I've been making all week. That was no fluke. I mean, the Vikings kind of beat the Saints' brains in, and if it wasn't for some heroics from Taysom Hill, the Saints wouldn't even have gotten that game to overtime. I was really surprised. Frankly, I was surprised what the betting line was for that game. I'm surprised what it is for this game. It's like they forget that, I mean, Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback. Dalvin Cook's a top 5 running back. Thielen and Diggs, top 5 wide receiver duo. Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, top 5 DN duo. Kendricks, top 5 linebacker. You know, Harrison Smith, Anthony Harris. I mean, they got a lot of good players, man. I mean, I don't get it. I'm a little surprised by it. I don't know if I would have said yes last week. But watching how they did it with Dalvin Cook in New Orleans against the Saints, yeah, I'm going to say they can. And I think that's going to be a huge factor in this game, whether or not the Vikings can run the ball on this Niners D.
Ross, outside of Peter King and a few others, I don't know anybody, especially around these neck of the woods, that had the Niners doing what they're this special season. Is there anything that can happen Saturday, let's say the Niners slip up, to where you don't look back on this season and say it was special? Because we have people saying, oh, if they don't get to the Super Bowl number one seed, it wasn't a good year. Come on, it has to all. They're playing with house money, right?
Yeah, I think on some level they are playing with house money, but especially if you don't win a single playoff game and you lose your first playoff game in a long time at home, I think that will be disappointing to a bunch of folks. But then I think a week later, maybe even 2 or 3 days later, they'll say, wow, it was still an awesome year and we're back. You know, we're back. We're the Niners. Again, we're good. We're a number one seed. But it'll take a couple of days to get the sting out if they lose their first playoff game, because I think especially when you get the number one seed and you start the season the way they did, I think the expectation is you at least are going to win one playoff game and at least be able to beat a number six seed and host the conference championship game. Although I would tell you this, I think that the Vikings right now are more of a threat to the Niners than either the Seahawks or the Packers would be. I mean, I know the Seahawks played the Niners tough twice. I just think out of the teams that are left, the Vikings are the most talented and probably the most battle-tested. Those guys have played a lot of playoff games the last couple of years.
Yeah, you're right, Bross, and they're physical, man. That front seven is nasty. They get after the quarterback. Let me ask you this, Ross. Niners have 42, 43 players without any playoff experience. What are those players going to go through before the game and early on in the game, knowing that, man, this is our first time in the big time in the NFL?
I think it's a factor. I really do. I think that there is a little bit of nerves that some of the guys will have. I think that goes away quickly, but early in the game is where I would be watching that. I just mentioned it. The Vikings, I mean, they've been, you know, these guys, for the most part, they played a bunch of playoff games the last few years. And by the way, beating the Saints the way they did, you know the way it is. I mean, they think that they can beat anybody now. I mean, you all you need is to get in the tournament, and then you get a big win like that. They think they're going. They think they're going to the Super Bowl. They think they're going to win this game win the next game, and they're going to the Super Bowl, they're not going to have any nerves at all. And I do think that there's a chance some of the young players for the Niners will. The flip side to that is they've had a bunch of really important, really high-profile games over the last month that were playoff-type atmospheres. You know, certainly in New Orleans, to some extent the Rams' home game, for sure in Seattle. And I would say for the most part, the Niners and their young players have acquitted themselves well. So if they just treat it like those games, I think they'll be fine because, you know, especially the Seattle game, that was basically, that was the wild card round for the Niners.
Ross, if you were on the offensive line of the Minnesota Vikings, how would you feel about what Stephon Diggs did with the helmet and just kind of, you know, how he shows his emotions or he wears them on his sleeve?
Not a big fan of it. I do understand frustration, and, you know, it would be kind of weird if a wide receiver didn't want the ball, right? I mean, that'd be like, wait, what are you doing? And it's a tough position. I've said it before. I think it's the most dependent position in pro sports. I mean, if you play baseball, you either get to pitch or you get to hit when it's your turn. You play basketball, you can go get the rebound. There's only five guys. Wide receiver, you need, first of all, the offensive coordinator to call a play where there's a prayer in heck that you get it. Then you need the offensive line to block. You need the running back to do his thing. You need the other receivers to do their job so that there's space for you. And then you need the quarterback to throw it to you and make it a good throw. I'd probably be pretty frustrated, too. I know back in, and Stanley, you'll appreciate this, back in high school, if they weren't getting me the rock in high school hoops, I was getting mad.
Yeah.
I would let them know about it a little bit. I'd have to go get every rebound because I wanted the rock. If you're a wide receiver, I mean, it's worse. You can't go get the rebound. I mean, that would drive me crazy. Now, I don't love it, but I can kind of understand it.
Ross, Bonte mentioned the lack of playoff experience amongst the Niners. Jimmy G, but what about Kyle Shanahan? The fact that he called plays in the Super Bowl, does that kind of count?
I think it does count in terms of making clutch decisions in critical moments. Now, you know, I think a lot of people would tell you, and probably Kyle himself, that he didn't make the right decisions in that situation, and it's a big reason why the Falcons lost. So, I don't know. I mean, I could spin that either way. I could sit here and say, but he's learned from that, guys, and he's ready for you guys now. Or I can say, I don't know, maybe he'll make the bad call again. He does tend to lean towards the aggressive side in a lot of those situations. You know, I mentioned it in one of my columns, you know, with the overtime game against Seattle,
yeah.
You know, where he could have been a little bit more conservative in that first matchup, maybe throw a screen or an underneath pass that you know will be complete, keep the clock running so that the Seahawks had no chance to win. But that's not how he rolls. He tends to be on the aggressive side. And, you know, I don't know. If I'm a Niners fan, I'd rather have my guy err on that side, right? I mean, they're never going to be perfect, but they're going to err one way or the other. Err on being aggressive and going for it.
Totally agree, Ross. Looking around the rest of the league, the rest of the playoff games, I should say, this weekend. Last week we saw three road teams win. Should have been four with the Buffalo Bills. Don't know how they blew that game. Deshaun Watson was special. What happens this weekend in the divisional round? Any upsets this weekend? Any other road teams going to surprise anybody this Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think there will be at least one. And I think it's going to come from the NFC. More than likely. I personally think that the Chiefs are going to smash the Houston Texans. I don't think the Texans are very good. I'll be in the booth Saturday night for Westwood One calling the Ravens and the Titans. I give the Titans some chance, but they haven't played the Ravens yet this year. That's a totally different animal if you haven't gone against it with what they do. I don't see them being able to get it done. So that leaves me with the Vikings or the Seahawks. Man, I was on the sideline for that game against the Eagles. They don't have a lot. I mean, it really is Bobby Wagner and K.J. Wright on D. And then on offense, it's Russell Wilson and the two receivers, Metcalf and Lockett. I mean, their offensive line was getting beat up by Fletcher Cox and those guys. But Russell Wilson, I think I probably told you guys this before, I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL. If I could only have one guy for the next 5 to 8 years, it's him. he's the better quarterback up in Green Bay. But I also think the Vikings have a very real chance. I mean, one of my best bets of the week is to take the Vikings and the points. Now, I still think the Niners will win the game, but I'm very surprised that it's a 7-point line based on everything we've been talking about, the Niners inexperience. Not just the Niners inexperience, guys, but they didn't run the ball as well the last month of the season as they did the first 12 weeks or whatever. The D-line wasn't as dominant the last month of the season as they were the first 12 weeks. I mean, you're talking about a team that, you know, squeezed out that win over the Seahawks. They were probably fortunate with what happened at the end of the game on a couple different levels. They squeezed out the win over the Rams. The same with the Saints. 7 points. I mean, 7 points is a lot.
It is.
I love the Vikings getting the 7 points.
Hey, Ross, is this your favorite sports weekend of the year? I got to believe it is, right?
That's a good question, and the answer is yes. Well, especially this year, because you got the FCS National Championship Saturday, which I love because I played FCS. JMU North Dakota State will be sweet. And obviously, the divisional round, the eight best teams, the eight left teams, four standalone games. And then are we even counting Monday night, the college football national?
Yeah, we can.
I mean, can't wait.
We count that. Forget it. Every other weekend can just quit for the rest of time. It's this weekend.
Thanks, Ross. Have a good weekend, man.
Happy New Year, Ross.
All right, see you, dudes.
All right, Ross Tucker. He's a Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Catch Ross every weekday. He's on Home and Home, his new show out now on radio.com/home or search Home on the radio.com app. Thanks again to Ross.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.